This is all about measles. I don't know if you've had measles. I don't know whether I've had it, but I know I got vaccinated against it. And I listen to a podcast every day that's called The Daily. It's from the New York Times. And I've just been listening to the measles outbreak, or an episode about the measles outbreak in Texas. And interestingly enough, this outbreak is taking place at a time when the American government, under the leadership of the American president, is making a big move to make public health non-existent, it seems, to leave it to individual states. And even to individuals to decide matters of their own health. And that sounds terribly sensible, doesn't it? Individuals are responsible for their own health. But the measles issue has brought up something that I think is worth considering, which is that if, as it seems to be happening, it is the responsibility of individuals in the United States to decide whether they're going to have their child vaccinated, and that's, let us call it, a human right, and that no public authority has the right to compel them to do anything. That's great. However, in the case of measles, it's highly contagious. So I find myself thinking about a situation where your child gets measles. It's your responsibility, or it's your responsibility to ensure your child doesn't get measles. So let's say that your child does get measles, and your child then goes off in the community unvaccinated, and they infect lots of other people who get measles. Is your child responsible in any way for the trouble that this is causing to other people? Should your child and you have to pay damages to somebody who they infect? If it's their health is their responsibility, surely it makes sense for the individual also to be responsible for any damage that they cause to others. I suppose a simple example would be that if you have an infectious disease that is highly contagious, and it's a disease which can only be transmitted through sexual intercourse of some form, and you give it to another person, knowing that you haven't been vaccinated against it, we'll say. Are you responsible for the damage that you do to the other person? What responsibility has a person got if the decision to get vaccinated or not is theirs alone? And of course, you can have a situation where there are no public health authorities out there doing their best to persuade people to get vaccinated. They might say, well, it'd be a good thing if you get vaccinated. We'd recommend you get vaccinated, but it's entirely up to you, depending upon what you think is the right thing for your child. In the case of measles, it seems that only by having a huge number of the population, perhaps in excess of perhaps up to 95% of the population vaccinated against measles. But that's the only way of making sure that nobody gets measles in future, because it can't be transferred from a person who has measles to a person who has been vaccinated. I'm fascinated by this because this member of the Kennedy family, who's now the Secretary of, or whatever they're called, the head of health policy in the United States, is, I think, entirely in favor of abolishing federal public health and delegating it all down to the individual states in the context of also spreading the view that it's really up to individuals what they decide to do. And if they don't want to be vaccinated, that's their business. My issue is really, whose business is it? Can it just be an individual's business when they're walking round carrying a grenade which can be exploded if they just drop it, even by accident, on the ground?